From Greenville, South Carolina, we present... Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome to another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring messages by Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns continues his final message in an extensive series of studies in the book of Joshua. In verse 29 of chapter 24, we find the very brief obituary of the man who had succeeded Moses as the leader of Israel. Having faithfully carried out the Lord's instructions, Joshua passed into eternity. In the course of this farewell to Joshua, Dr. Cairns is drawing lessons from Joshua's life and career that foreshadow the ministry of our greater Joshua, the Lord Jesus Christ. Even Joshua's name reminds us of the Savior, for it is simply the Old Testament form of Jesus. Joshua's work also parallels Christ's, for he led Israel out of the wilderness into the land of promise. Even as the Lord Jesus brings his people out of the wilderness of sin into the glorious rest of salvation. There are also striking contrasts between Joshua and Christ. Joshua died and returned to dust, but Christ died and rose again. Another inescapable lesson from Joshua is that death is inevitable. As the writer of Hebrews put it, it is appointed unto man once to die, and after that the judgment. In just a few minutes, Dr. Cairns will bring the next portion of A Sermon About Us and Our Savior. Before he comes, please enjoy this devotional thought from Morning by Morning, taken from the writings of Charles Haddon Spurgeon. This morning's text is found in Romans chapter 4 and verse 20. Strong in faith. Christian, take good care of thy faith. For recollect, faith is the only way whereby thou canst obtain blessings. If we want blessings from God, nothing can fetch them down but faith. Prayer cannot draw down answers from God's throne, except it be the earnest prayer of the man who believes. Faith is the angelic messenger between the soul and the Lord Jesus in glory. Let that angel be withdrawn, we can neither send up prayer nor receive the answers. Faith is the telegraphic wire which links earth and heaven, on which God's messages of love fly so fast that before we call, He answers, and while we are yet speaking, He hears us. But if that telegraphic wire of faith be snapped, how can we receive the promise? Am I in trouble? I can obtain help for trouble by faith. Am I beaten about by the enemy? My soul on her dear refuge leans by faith. But take faith away. In vain I call to God. There is no road betwixt my soul and heaven. In the deepest winter time, faith is a road on which the horses of prayer may travel, aye, and all the better for the biting frost. But blockade the road, and how can we communicate with the great King? Faith links me with divinity. Faith clothes me with the power of God. Faith engages on my side the omnipotence of Jehovah. Faith ensures every attribute of God in my defense. It helps me to defy the hosts of hell. It makes me march triumphant over the necks of my enemies. But without faith, how can I receive anything of the Lord? Let not him that wavereth, who is like a wave of the sea, expect that he will receive anything of God. O then, Christian, watch well thy faith, for with it thou canst win all things, however poor thou art. But without it thou canst obtain nothing. If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth.
How firm a foundation, ye saints of the Lord, is laid for your faith in his excellent word. What more can he say than to you, he hath?
Listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We continue to receive encouraging response to these broadcasts, and we want you to know that we are very grateful to those of you who take the time to contact us. We'd like to remind you that the latest issue of the LTBS Quarterly Magazine is available. The theme for the first quarter of the year is the Everlasting Gospel, and three Free Presbyterian ministers deal with this subject under three headings: What is the Gospel?, One Bible, One Gospel, and Christ, the Power and Wisdom of God. In addition, Jill Saunders contributes a devotional article called A Woman Called Damaris, the story of a lady of Athens who came to Christ under Paul's ministry. Then the new editor of LTBS magazine, the Reverend Noel Hughes, tells the story of the Hebron Outreach Ministry in an article called Reaching the Children. You may have a free copy of the LTBS Quarterly Magazine simply by asking for it. To obtain your copy, please write to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the program, you might like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget that word radio, ltbsradio.com.
Thank you. The grave of the Lord Jesus is just outside the city wall in Jerusalem, and it's unoccupied because he rose again from the dead and he lives. He lives in a glorified body, but in that real body in which he died. And I can't emphasize this enough. The glorification of the body of Jesus Christ, whatever change it makes, and that's something beyond our ken, does not change this, that it is the very body in which he died and the very body in which he rose again from the dead, the very body in which he will come again and in the which he will live forever. My, that's the glory of the gospel, of Christ who died and who rose again. What does that mean to you and me? It means, my friend, that Christ finished his work completely. Joshua finished his work, but it was only a work that pointed, Hebrews 4, to a greater work, to another rest, to another Jesus, to a great salvation. But our Savior has finished his work. His work is not pointing to any other work. It is the work. He is not only the Alpha, he is the Omega. He is not only the author, he is the finisher of our faith. Bless God, this Jesus died and rose again. Now what does that mean to you and me? Hebrews 7:25 says, wherefore he is able to save to the uttermost them that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. He ever liveth. The fact that the Lord Jesus Christ rules again and lives forever is the great demonstrated truth that God through Christ is able to save. He's able to save every sinner that comes to God by him. He's able to save you. Just as certainly as Joshua led the children of Israel into Canaan, so the Lord Jesus will lead into eternal glory every sinner who comes to God by him. How simple is the way of salvation? How straightforward is the way of salvation? How free from all the trappings that religion has put upon it? It is coming to God by Jesus Christ. That's the way of life. And every man who comes to God by Jesus Christ, Jesus is able and willing to save. My, what a contrast with Joshua in the Old Testament. And what a message of grace and power. All that remains for us is to face the question, now I've got a sermon about Christ from the death of Joshua, will it profit me anything? Will it profit me anything? Or will it just become one more little fact that I have stored away, but that will rise up in the judgment as a witness against me? You hear of the name of Jesus, and I fear to some of you it means nothing. We sang those words deliberately this morning, Jesus, oh how sweet the name. That precious name, that glorious name, that name of Jesus Christ. Take that name of Jesus with you. And yet some of you have known it from you can remember anything. Some of you have perhaps even soiled your godless lips, blaspheming, using that name. You think little of him. You care little about him. You've never received him as your Savior. Men and women and young people, let me tell you this morning, this Jesus lives. This Jesus loves to save sinners. He delights to forgive those who don't deserve to be forgiven. That's us all. And he will bring you to glory. He'll give you life now. He'll do everything spiritually that Joshua did naturally for these people. He'll give you life now. He'll give you victory now. He'll give you a rich inheritance in grace now, with glory to follow. I've often quoted to you the words of a friend of mine in Northern Ireland, the father of one of our ministers now, the Reverend Stephen Hamilton. Stephen's dad in his young days fancied himself as a boxer, as a professional boxer, and battered others enough and got battered enough about to know that it was a fool's game, but he was quite a character and still is. I've often told you, and I never forget it, I met him downtown in Belfast many years ago, a Saturday afternoon. You've got to understand that in European cities, downtown is where the people are. Crowds and crowds of people. Thousands of people, it seemed to me. Everywhere there were people, and I could see Bill down the street, and he puts his hand to his mouth and he yells out, "Glory to God. All this and heaven to follow." That was his testimony. Bless God. It's so very true. I trust you'll profit from Joshua's dying sermon about Jesus our Savior. Close in with Christ. Close in with Christ. What a fool an Israelite would have been to say to Joshua, "I'm going to stay in the wilderness. I'm not going over into Canaan. I'm going to stay here among the wild beasts. I'm going to stay here to be a prey to every enemy. I'm going to be without God, without hope. I'm going to live and die in the wilderness." You'd have said, "Man, you're a fool." Yet some sit in our churches week after week, and that's exactly what they say to the greater Joshua. Be very careful. Be very careful. For one of these days you'll get your wish. And you may just live and die without Christ in the wilderness, to be ushered out to the greater wilderness of God's hell. A solemn thought. But it's one that's very much in order, because Joshua's sermon is not only about the Savior, it's about us. And so as we close today, I want us to think of this simple truth. Joshua died, and so must we. There's something inevitable about the ending of this book. You recollect that the book of Joshua commences with the record of a death, the death of Moses. And in these last few verses, it mentions the deaths of three other great men. Joshua, Joseph, I know he had died many years before, but here we have the reference to his death and now his burial. And Eleazar, the high priest. Now that's not coincidental. God means us to stop and take note of this, because the first great lesson we've got to learn from this sermon, from the death of Joshua, about ourselves is the inevitability of death. You're not too young to die. You're not too strong to die. You're not too healthy to die. The inevitability of death. The wise woman of Tekoa said, "We must needs die, and there is water spilt upon the ground that cannot be gathered up again. We must die." Paul wrote to the Hebrews, "It is appointed unto man once to die." The scripture tells us very clearly when that moment comes, there is no man who can restrain his soul from fleeing out into God's eternity. There is no man can get a grip on life. I realize very well that it appears that attitude has a great deal to do with the progress of certain illnesses. But I must say that I get sickened when I read of the stupidity and the empty bravado of some people, when, especially celebrities, when they're diagnosed with, say, rampant cancer or something of that nature, and they say, "I'm going to whip this." Well, now, we wish people well when they suffer from some dread disease, and we wish well for their therapies. But my friend, let me tell you, when death comes, you're not going to do any whipping of anything. It's appointed to you and to me to die. The question is not will we die, but when. I don't know when. I really have no say in when. I have no control at all over when. The other question is how. And I'm not talking by what physical means. I'm talking spiritually. In what state will we die? We read of Joshua that he died with a glorious testimony. The servant of the Lord. That's the way I want to die.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we let the Bible speak.